Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to make our way through chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians. I took up this chapter. I was inspired this past Sunday. Part of this chapter was given to us at Mass, the second reading, and it was just so inspirational. The beautiful vision that St. Paul has about both the present and the future, and how much his vision of the future, of what he'll say in other places in different letters that he's written, and St. Peter proclaims it as well, is that we're destined for glory. We're going to participate and literally share in the divine nature in a way that completely transforms our being. And we're going to be conformed to the likeness of Jesus Christ, who has been raised to glory, and he dwells in glory and unapproachable light. And it's very difficult for us to even grasp, wrap our minds around what God has in store for all those who believe and all those who have given their lives to Christ. And we see in the readings how much consolation and courage Paul takes from knowing, first, that the light he's already received is like a down payment. It's a first installment. It's a way in which he knows through faith and hope that what he's begun to taste in this life, he's assured that he's going to enter into, by God's grace, a full glory, a complete transformation of his entire being that will lead to a joy, an indescribable joy, indescribable freedom, life and love, and everything we could possibly dream of. My friend Ralph Martin uses the phrase for one of his best-selling books called The Fulfillment of All Desire. Every desire that God has put in us, that God himself has created, is going to reach its fulfillment, its fullness, its perfection. We're going to come into it because of what Christ has done for us. It's such a beautiful vision of reality. And it's important for us to lay hold of it now. In reading it, reflecting on it, we're not just looking at something that happened to St. Paul. This is our inheritance as sons and daughters of God. This is what we've been given by grace, by God's mercy. It's God's gift given to us in our baptism, our confirmation, when we have been made children of God. This is the inheritance of the children of God, that all those who come to believe in Jesus, to turn their hearts to him, to repent of their sin, to be baptized, to have their sins forgiven, and to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and to become children of God. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are right there on the computer. You can listen to them there or download them on whatever device works for you. You could also catch it on our podcast. There'll be some information at the end of the program as well. So I began with the chapter, really verse 1, all the way through the first section, the first 6 verses. It's a beautiful description by St. Paul, the ministry of preaching the gospel, the ministry that he as an apostle was particularly commissioned by Christ to take the good news of Jesus Christ to those who don't know him. Particularly in Paul's case, not exclusively, but primarily to the Gentile world. He describes in such vivid language that the preaching of the gospel is in essence a work of God. Unlike any other message, any other philosophy, any other hopeful view of life in the future, this gospel, the good news about Jesus, is entirely unique. It's entirely unique, and it has a power and a potency, and it's living in a way that no other word ever communicated by man experiences, or it doesn't contain it. Why? Because Paul makes it clear. This word is backed by God. The God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who was into the program yesterday, Paul uses the language, he says, for it is the God who said, let light shine out of darkness. He's talking about the book of Genesis, at creation. When God speaks, things come into being. The powerful word of God and the Holy Spirit that was present there hovering over the waters at the creation is the same Spirit, he says now, that God shines in our hearts. The Holy Spirit is given in the moment when a human being opens his or her heart to the truth about Jesus. It's important to see make a point here that Father Canto Lamesa speaks on often, but and brilliantly, I might say. He makes a very important distinction. He said, when Jesus came to proclaim the kingdom of God. The good news Jesus proclaimed was repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. And the kingdom is what? It's fundamentally the king, that is Jesus himself, in the order that he's establishing. But there's a shift that happens. He says, when the apostles begin to preach about Christ and about the kingdom, he puts it this way. He said, Jesus is no longer the one who proclaims, but is the one who is proclaimed. The word gospel no longer means the good news brought by Jesus, but the good news about Jesus, that has Jesus as its focus and his death and resurrection in particular. That is what Paul always means by the word gospel. So it's a helpful thing to keep in mind. What is Paul doing now to the apostles? He's preaching Christ. What does everybody who's following in their wake, every Christian, every Catholic who proclaims the gospel, what are we doing? We're preaching Christ. The good news is a person. And when we preach Christ, we can see that what Paul means in particular, here he breaks it down. I'm just going to repeat it again. Paul's touching on the reality of spiritual warfare here. In verse 4, he said, in their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers. So there's the spiritual struggle and the spiritual battle. That, again, our battle's not just against flesh and blood. And there's a power at work in this fallen world that we inhabit. The demonic forces don't want you to see this reality that Paul's talking about right here. He doesn't want you to see Christ. He doesn't want you to see what the Father has done in Jesus, in the victory that belongs to him, that the new creation has begun. Jesus now has passed from death to life, and the new reality, what humanity is destined to be now, the future that we've been given in the mercy of God, through the mercy of God in the person of Jesus Christ, we get a glimpse of it now. We can get a glimpse of it. How does it happen? Through the gospel, through the good news that's preached to us. And what happens is a work of God, a piercing, like a, you know, Paul will say, the writer of Hebrews will say, that this word is living, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's able to separate bone and marrow and cut right to the heart of things. Well, this offensive weapon, which is the word of God in spiritual matters, as the gospel is preached. Now, notice what Paul will help us understand is what's at the heart of that gospel. What's the tip of the spear, you might say, where the power is and the capacity to penetrate the human heart. Paul makes it clear. He said, the veil has to be pierced. The veil that blinds the minds of unbelievers, that the devil puts before us, really covers the mind, covers our eyes, covers the human heart, making it impossible for us to grasp in the depth of our being the victory of God in Christ. And the victory that we're being led into, and the gift that we've been given, and the transformation that's begun in our lives in Christ through baptism. So he says, the devil wants to keep us from seeing this light of the good news of the glory of Jesus. One of the ways to describe what is this good news, if the gospel is good news, what's the good news? The good news is the glory of Jesus, that Jesus has entered into full glory, and he's taken with him human flesh. He's the second Adam. The first Adam failed in God's command and call in his life, and he fell, and we share in that fall. But the second Adam, Paul describes in another place, is a life-giving spirit. He's come now to give to the human race a life that we don't have access to. It's his resurrected life, his victory. And this Christ, the likeness of God now, is the one who's filled with glory. And he says, for what we preach, and this is so important for us to see that all of us who are listening, you know, are called to be lay apostles, all called to be evangelists in our own right. We don't all preach at Sunday Mass. Of course, we don't all stand on the street corner and preach, but just sharing the gospel, one heart to another, that's a form of evangelization. It's the same work, the same Holy Spirit that wants to accomplish what he's been sent to do, and his special mission, as I mentioned yesterday, is to be this light that is shed into the heart of people who cannot yet see Christ. And he wants to confirm the good news, the message of the glory that belongs to Jesus and the mercy that Jesus desires to bring to every human heart. For as Paul would say, for it is the God who said, let light shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. We need a new knowledge, not a gnosis, not just a special knowledge in the Gnostic sense of the term, but we need experiential, living knowledge, the truth about Jesus. And we know faith is a gift, and faith is a way of knowing. It's coming into that truth and understanding it. And that truth, that faith, is experiential, as Paul would describe it here. I don't mean just an emotional experience. I mean a living work of the Spirit, opening something in your mind and in your heart, enabling us to see the entire uniqueness of Jesus. Jesus, Mary's son, born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth. It's that man, that historical man, that bears all the glory and the fullness of God. It's in him. He's therefore united human flesh to that glory. And he raises us to an entirely new possibility. That's why Jesus, friends, is indeed the only Savior of the world. Father Cantalamessa again puts it this way. He said, everything starts from the resurrection. At his resurrection, when the Spirit bursts into the tomb, the name of Jesus becomes charged with power and splendor. The spiritual energy hidden in Christ Jesus is not subject to the law of entropy, to degeneration and change, since he no longer lives in time, but in eternity. He lives outside becoming. He's now taken human flesh into that absolute eternity. And then Father Cantalamessa goes on and laments and exhorts all those who are preaching the gospel. He said, something is missing in us preachers, something concerning the substance, not the externals. We need to rekindle that relationship with Jesus as Lord, living in the Spirit from whom strength comes. The current of grace has in no respect grown weaker. But we need to put the plug of faith into the socket so that light-giving contact can be made. And to do this again and again, because it has a tendency to keep going out. Human beings like us cannot sustain a regime of high supernatural tension. The supernatural is not natural for us. We therefore tend to keep unplugging ourselves, even if unintentionally. He continues, he said, instead of Jesus as Lord living and working in the Spirit, we find ourselves back again often working with ideas about Jesus, theories about Jesus, even dogmas about Jesus. But the dogmas about Jesus are not Jesus. And until we have grasped this, we have grasped nothing. Human beings are not converted by having truths about Jesus presented to them, but by having Jesus himself presented to them. Without realizing what they are doing, our contemporaries are asking the church for what long ago some Greeks asked the apostles. We want to see Jesus. And this is what Paul's describing here. How people can actually come to see Jesus through this miracle of the power of the gospel. Friends, let's communicate that gospel from the bottom of our heart. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.